conifers, trees with cones and needles, are an amazing group of plants. You can find the largest, tallest, and oldest trees in the world in one state, California, and they're all conifers, a giant sequoia, a coast redwood, and a bristlecone pine, respectively. Conifers are found on all continents except Antarctica, and on all those continents they loom large in human culture. In Korea, the evergreen foliage of pine trees make them one of the 10 symbols of longevity. The enormous cones of the Araucaria tree are an important food source to the Mapuche of Patagonia and indigenous Australians alike. A true Welsh longbow can only be made from the wood of a yew tree. Since the rise of Mesopotamian civilization, the cedars of Lebanon have been important building materials and have taken on major spiritual significance in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Odds are, though, if you have conifers on your mind this time of year, it's because of a tradition with decidedly German roots. The traditional origin of the Christmas tree lies in the 16th century, when Martin Luther placed candles on a tree to celebrate the holiday. Given the importance of trees and forests to Germanic landscapes, history, and culture, though, some form of tree lighting to mark the winter solstice almost certainly predates the arrival of Christianity in Northern Europe. Whatever their origins, a combination of royal marriages, globe-trotting mercenaries, and far-flung emigration led to the worldwide spread of Christmas trees during the 19th century, and they remain as popular as ever today. The dates that people put them up and take them down may vary, as do the decorations, but one constant is the type of tree used, an evergreen conifer. Welcome aboard the Voyages podcast. I'm John Orkett, and this is the show's first holiday special, a series of short episodes on a seasonally relevant topic. This year we'll focus on the trees that feature in many people's lives around the holidays, but for those of us that live in a particular corner of the world, are an ever-present, important part of life. You can define the Pacific Northwest of North America by its forests and the conifers that dominate them. It stretches from the spruce-rich Tongass of Alaska in the north to California's redwood coast in the south, and from the sparse forests of the Rocky Mountains in the east to the dense rainforests of the Pacific coast in the west. Northwestern conifers can be visually impressive, as with the moss-draped giants along the Ho River, or the golden tamaracks of autumn in the Selkirks. But the reason that they really matter are their connections to their ecosystems and to local history and culture. It's these connections that this series will explore between now and early January, and each week we'll focus on a particular type of conifer forest that tells an ecological or cultural story. The first full-length episode will be tomorrow, December 1st, when we'll travel to the lowland forests around the Salish Sea to see just how conifers have defined human history there, and how we in turn define them. Subsequent episodes will be released each week on Tuesdays through January 5th, which, coincidentally enough, is the date that my family traditionally takes down our Christmas tree. In the interest of keeping things brief, I'm going to be skipping the usual intros and outros to each episode and jumping right into the stories these forests and trees tell. As usual, though, you can find any relevant context, links, and information about the music used in each episode on Voyage's website at voyagepod.wordpress.com. Thanks to all of you who have helped share this podcast by word of mouth. It's been a short ride so far, but it's great to have you all on board, and I look forward to exploring our world and the stories it tells in 2021 and beyond. I hope you enjoy this seasonal series, and that you'll join me for all the voyages to come.